Can you serve God and money? It says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 through 26, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. And this idea, you cannot serve God and money, is a verse Christians recite in order to justify them not having money. Because God said, you cannot serve God and money. So I choose God and not money. And this is a classic case of, that may be what you heard, but that's not what it says. My name is A.B. Ridgway, a certified private wealth advisor professional, the host of Financial Advisors Say the Darndest Things in My Mom's favorite Christian financial advisor, and I'm here to set the record straight. Money is the second most referenced subject in the Bible, and people act like there's only two verses, and both of them are about not loving money. And you would think after hearing about money so much, we would have a better understanding. But unfortunately, all we hear in church is about tithing and hating money, which I always thought was funny. You know, we should hate money, but when we get some, we should bring it to the church. But I digress. But I don't want to hold you long. I just want to point out that no, you cannot serve God and money. But this verse is not about hating money as much as it is about explaining that there is no duality in servitude. So ask Christian investors, how do we fix this dilemma? You have to understand that you can serve God, but just make sure that money serves you and you don't serve money. Making money your servant is the position you want to be in. Have you heard of mailbox money? That's when you sit around and let money come in from passive investments. You live your life and money comes into the mailbox. But as with any servant, you have to train that servant. You have to give it a task and you have to hold that servant to that task. And that's what financial planning does. It creates a structure in which you're deciding that money will serve you. It's under your control. Your money serves you. It serves your purpose. And where does your purpose come from? God. So at the end of the day, it's God, it's you, and then it's money. So brothers and sisters, when you're making financial decisions or even life decisions, ask yourself, am I doing this because I want to serve God or do I want to serve money? Well, that's it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgway. Make sure that you subscribe for more, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.